store only. Staples.
All right, we are back at the VMAC, baby. Week 2, Seahawk training camps. Off to you and Dick hanging out until 6:30 tonight. We got Sounders Soccer, FC Dallas, and the Sounders coming up pre-match 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 950 KJR. But before we get to our next guest, what do you say we give him a little bit of a proper introduction
okay,
here?
Okay, you ready?
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Freddie. Happy birthday to you. God, that was terrible.
Oh, I appreciate
that. I hope you get a better gift than that. Happy birthday, Freddie Swain, 18 years old today. Is that right?
That's correct.
I love it, man. You're the youngest player in the history of the National Football League. Well, it's great to have you on the air. Happy birthday, man. Thanks for doing this. And then second of all, second training camp with the Hawks, but first with fans, right? I mean, you're getting to experience this whole thing for the very first time. What's it like for you, man?
Feels like football again. last time, you know, playing in games, it kind of felt like a big scrimmage. But now you get fans, you get to see what the 12s are all about, and they've been awesome.
So you had to learn an offense last year for the first time, and now you got to learn an offense for the first time the second time. So is it just as hard as it was last year, or because at least you've been with the team, it's a little bit easier?
I would say it's easier. I've been with the team. Got guys like Tyler, DK, and Penny, and guys and whatnot. So we call each other. We have questions. You know, everybody has questions. So we just ask each other, you know, if we ever get something wrong on the field, we communicate with each other. So
right.
It's been pretty good rather than trying to learn it on Zoom by yourself.
Freddie Swain with us. How different, honestly, is the verbiage, the offense, the playbook from what you had a year ago? And how much of a difference will fans like us even notice with this offense in week one?
The tempo would definitely be way faster than what it was in the past.
Mm.
We have a lot of one words and things like that that tells everybody kind of what to do and where to line up. So I feel like the fans will definitely see a difference in tempo out of the offense.
How does Shane implement that? Is he similar to Shoddy as far as how vocal he is during practice, how one-on-one he is with you guys in practice? What are maybe some of the differences you can illustrate to the fans between Schottenheimer and Waldron?
Shane will come tell us as a group, you know, we meet in the mornings. He'll come and just tell us what we're looking for out of this route. He knows everybody's routes aren't going to be the exact same. Obviously, Tyler's smaller than we are. DK's bigger than we are. So everybody's routes are going to be different. So he kind of shows us a basic of what he wants, and we go from there.
All right, the birthday boy, Freddie Swain, is with us on the air. Wave your hand so people can see you there 50 yards away. But obviously, you never want to see a teammate go down, but D. Eskridge not here with the foot injury, obviously. Has Kyvan kind of opened a door? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's a third spot available on this football team. Has that kind of entered into your mind at all, that there's an opportunity here to maybe grab that spot and run with it that maybe otherwise wouldn't have been there?
I always looked at it as an opportunity. I come to compete every day, no matter what the situation is or what I'm facing. I just come to compete.
How about on special teams? What's your role right now? What would you like it to be ideally?
I'm back at returner, kickoff return, and punt return. So back in my element.
What do you think you're better at, punts or kickoffs? Are you equally dynamic and electric and badass on both?
Badass in both.
I love it.
Wow.
I like it. Okay, can you do both at the same time, or do you got to kind of pick one and run with it?
No, I'm going to do both.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Let's face it. Don't you wish, as a return man, that the rules were what they once were, where you can actually return? I mean, it's hard to return kicks these days with the way kickers are either placing the ball high on the 1 yard line or booting it out of the end zone.
That's right. The game's evolving.
What have you learned, Freddie Swain again with us? You mentioned DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. How are you a different guy? When we were talking to you a year ago over Zoom, obviously, on the phone, how is Freddie Swain a different player right now than he was on August 4th of 2020, your birthday a year ago?
I'd say the mental aspect of the game, honing in on little details and taking care of my body. I would say is the biggest thing that I've got from them guys.
All right, if you were your professor giving you a final grade on your 2020 season, how would you evaluate Freddie Swain's rookie year? Give yourself a grade and kind of like a little synopsis, a summary on why you gave yourself that grade.
I'll give myself a C.
Mm.
I came in. I did what I had to do. I came in, blocked, made plays when I needed to, kind of was getting the offense down as I was going. taking roles as a, just came in and just took a role, but now I give myself a C.
Well, you look at your numbers a year ago, Freddie, 13 catches, 160 yards, couple of touchdowns, and I'm sure there's some Seahawks fans that maybe still haven't seen you play a lot. And right. When they think of DK Metcalf, they have a thought in their head. They think of Lockett, they have a thought in their head. Well, what do you want to bring to this football team? Besides the electricity on special teams, what do you think you can bring to this football team as a wide receiver?
Energy. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get out of me. I like to have fun, but I also demand the best out of my teammates. So I would say a leader and just a lot of energy.
Where does your skill set fit the best as far as in the wide receiver positioning?
In the slot.
Okay. Why?
Just fast twitch. It's a lot of quick routes and things like that. Just mismatches, and I feel like I fit better in there than I do outside.
Yeah, Freddie Swain with us for a few more minutes. The offseason, you guys were able to get back to a little bit of a sense of normalcy, working out, things like that. Tell us about your offseason. How much did you get to hang out with the star, with number three, and kind of work out with him? And you get a chance to take any vacations this offseason, man?
No, I ain't really do too much vacation. Spent a lot of time with my daughter and my girlfriend, so... family's very important, so I spent a lot of time with my family. But, I went to Russ's house for like 3 or 4 days, and we all got together. You know, it was football, but outside of football, we were just getting to know each other and understanding why guys think the way they do and act the way they do. And it's kind of what we needed as a unit.
I got one more for you, Freddie. I want to know about your conference gobbling up the rest of college football. I want to know what you think about the big bad SEC gobbling up Texas and Oklahoma and where this whole thing's going to end.
To me, SEC is the best conference you can play in, and if they join it, then let's see what it's like.
Let me ask you this, though, to wrap it up. You make more money now in the NFL or more money at Florida? When you were there in the SEC, huh?
That's a good question.
You like that, huh? How much would you have gotten if that NIL thing was in existence a couple years ago? A couple of endorsements, you think, huh?
Yeah, I'd have got to cover it all.
Yeah, did I hear the Alabama quarterback's making $1 million? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Could you guys have cashed in like that? Honestly, just because the fans are so crazy down there.
Yeah, it'd have been fun.
I love it. All right, Freddie, happy birthday. Go celebrate, man. Are you a cake and ice cream kind of guy?
Try to watch my figure.
There you go. Yeah, good for you. All right. Enjoy it, man. We look forward to talking down the road, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks.
It, pal.
Thanks.
You bet. Freddie Swain with us right here, the birthday boy on 950 KJR. 24 years old today. We apologize for the happy birthday rendition. We know that was obviously, number one, terrible, and B, kind of douchey at the same time. But that's kind of what we are here.
I don't mind the second
on the show.
Part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, we're not supposed to do stuff like that. We're supposed to be impartial, but you know us. We're homers. So I think we passed that line a long time ago. We'll get a break. Petros Papadakis, who I think is everything we just said and more.
Douchey?
And a homer. Wow. He'll join the radio show courtesy of SweetJames.com, baby. Next on 950 KJ.